Odds and Ends. Gaza donkeys get dye job, take on zebra roll. From Reuters. Two white donkeys dyed with black stripes delighted Palestinian kids at a small Gaza zoo recently who had never seen a zebra in the flesh. With their long ears, drooping heads, and sleepy eyes, the imposters probably would not have fooled the zoo's only lioness. But the effect achieved by the zoo owner's dye job looks not so bad to the unpracticed eye and from a distance. On closer inspection, it resembles the classic striped convict suit of cartoon strips. Nidal Barghouti, whose father owns the Mara Land Zoo, said the two female donkeys were striped using masking tape and women's hair dye applied with a paintbrush. "The first time we used paint, but it didn't look good," he said. "The children don't know, so they call them zebras, and they are happy to see something new." A genuine zebra would have been too expensive to bring into Israel-blockaded Gaza via smuggling tunnels under the border with Egypt, said owner Mohammed Barghouti. "It would have cost me $40,000 to get a real one." Barghouti's zoo charged an entrance fee of just $15 for a full busload of children. Cars may one day mimic fish to avoid collisions. From AFP. Engineers in Japan say they are a step closer to developing technology they hope will cut the risk of car crashes by mimicking the behavior of fish. The experts at Nissan Motor have been studying fish and the way they are able to swim in schools and avoid colliding with each other. The result is a robot that can travel in a group of up to seven, avoiding bumps by sharing information with its peers. The firm hopes to use the technology in its vehicles in future. The three-wheeled robot uses a laser rangefinder, which measures the distance to an obstacle, and radio communications to recreate the behavior of fish, which can change direction and travel side by side without colliding. "We, in a motorized world, have a lot to learn from the behavior of a school of fish in terms of each fish's degree of freedom and safety," said Toshiyuki Ando, the principal engineer in the project. "By sharing information, the group can travel safely, changing its shape as needed," Ando said.